Right now at the Whitney Museum in New York City, you can see the first big museum show by the sculptor Tim Hawkinson. If your idea of contemporary sculpture is a giant metal cube parked in front of some office building, Hawkinson's work might shock you. In the show, there's a tiny, perfect bird skeleton delicately formed from nothing but the artist's own fingernail clippings. It is stunning and sweet and scary all at once. We sent our own Sarah Lilly to look at the exhibition and to talk to the artist.
When I say that Tim Hawkinson's work speaks to me, I don't mean that I like it, although I really do. I mean it talks to me. This is Hawkinson's ranting mop head. I'm letting it wail into my recorder for a while as I admire its human-sized height, its lank, white, cotton-string hair, and plastic soda bottle lungs. Little random wires, clips, and whatnots, which could have come from a dumpster behind a hardware store, just manage to hold the thing together as it gathers steam. It's one of many hilariously expressive works that currently inhabit the Whitney's fourth floor.
Yeah, he loves making music machines.
Lawrence Rinder curated the Hawkinson exhibit.
We have others in the show, a piece called Drip, which creates rhythms from water dripping into pails from a giant octopus-like organism, and another piece called My Favorite Things, which plays My Favorite Things and other songs on a music box that's made out of a frying pan and a office water bottle.
Warbling alone in the corner of a quiet room, this piece, My Favorite Things, almost made me cry right there in public.
I guess the things that I make that are mechanical are, you know, really low-tech and fumbly and have lots of room for error. But I think it's important that those materials be used. I mean, that's part of their strength, is their kind of brink of collapse.
Wandering through this exhibit is kind of like passing through a swap meet in Thomas Edison's garage. Each new corner of the gallery emits unfamiliar whirrings and clickings and the sound of people getting excited over stuff they find. Everyone around me is audibly thrilled by the piece entitled Secret Sink. It's a bunch of household items surreptitiously rejiggered to tell time. There's a Coke can, and there's a bag of styrofoam packing peanuts. There's a rotten daisy with only two desiccated petals clinging to the center. Each of these pieces is begging the question, where's the clock? I stare closely at a manila envelope. The two prongs on the little metal clasp actually tell real time. It's 1:25. Secret Sink is so funny and ingenious. The gallery is full of smiles and exclamations.
I don't have an engineering or scientific background, and it's kind of an intuitive approach to making things. I'm kind of interested in just seeing, you know, what happens and, you know, how can I solve whatever this problem is just with what I have lying around.
It's very odd. The work walks a fine line between everydayness in terms of material and imagery and just utter profundity. This is a strange piece. This is what appears to be a human skeleton that is made entirely out of dog chew toys, and the piece emits the sound of someone whistling for a dog.
A dog. I had thought Hawkinson would be some kind of young Frankenstein of the art world. But he's a normal guy. He actually has a dog.
Yeah, Zach. But I have a 16-month-old daughter that I'd rather talk about.
Oh, really?
What's yeah. Her name is Claire. And I'm told that she just said eyebrows for the first time a couple of days ago. That wasn't her first word. That would be too weird.
What was her first word?
Zach, I think. The dog's name.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
For me, this is the joy of Tim Hawkinson. He loves making stuff. And what he makes is pretty lovable. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
The exhibit of Tim Hawkinson's work is up at the Whitney Museum through the end of May. And you can see some images of his work at our website, studio360.org.